G.R. Buffalo.
G.R. Here's Jerry Farrell. Here's Jerry Farrell.
It's pretty tough to follow Tom Stewart and him saying, yes, don't worry about tomorrow. Someone opened a lid and dropped a little snow. You know, oh dear, I wish I could be that happy.
Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Enough of that Santa Claus jazz. Let's think about the islands where things are warmer. Let's go down to the Caribbean, the beat of the reggae. This is Johnny Nash. Good morning. GR55 and the wonderful world of Jerry Farrell. Caribbean. Somewhere, Barbados today would be marvelous. It's 4 degrees after, 4 minutes after 10 o'clock. I got weather and temperatures and everything on my mind today. And did you hear Tom Stewart, though, at the end of his program? I thought that was very nice, the way he put it. He said, don't worry about today. Someone accidentally dumped a little box full of snow on the western New York area. Yes, just think about tomorrow, because we've got 4 to 6 inches of more snow coming. Big snow shovel.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad John. That's Jimmy Dean from 1963. I've heard that record 10,000 times, and he gets wiped out at the end every time. You know, I think he'd learn from the first one. Actually, that was from 1961. It's 7.5 minutes after 10 o'clock, 20 degrees. And Reverend Tom Stewart was right, friends. He said, don't worry about tomorrow and the snow, because we just received a wire coming in on the weather line. It says, the heavy snow warning that has been posted for Buffalo has been discontinued. That's wonderful. GR 55, it's 8 minutes after 10 o'clock with 20 degrees, and we'll play high-low today sometime after 12. Educational radio. And now, boys and girls, WGR will teach you how to count to five in German.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
I'm sure that's German. Sounds Spanish to me. In Lower Tasnovia, the bride and groom stand in the center of a circle, and all the relatives stand completely around the outside, forming a ring, and they all hold hands in the setting sun, and they sing this song.
Uga shaka, uga, uga, uga shaka, uga, uga, uga shaka, uga, uga, uga shaka, uga, uga.
I can't stop this feeling, and I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Whoa, whoa, that's the sound of the blue Swede, and you know they're really... That's not the custom down in Lower Tasnovia. You know I was just kidding, right? It's 20 minutes before 11, GR55. The high temperature yesterday was 88 degrees in South Miami, Florida. Oh, wish I was there today. And the low this morning was 29 below at Bemidji in Minnesota. Minnesota seems to get all the cold weather. Ooh, doggies. And let's see, somebody called me about a birthday today. And today is Maureen Davern's birthday. And Maureen, your lovely daughter, called me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Maureen Davern. How old are you? Your neighbors want to know what that, Maureen. They want to know how old you are. But I won't call you and ask you, believe me. It's 19 and a half minutes before 11 o'clock. And just to happy birthday to everybody else celebrating today, huh?
G-R-T-V-5.
WGR-TV, too, and he said he didn't put his name on that last thing. So congratulations also to Dino Poleski. And Dino, of course, does a great job in keeping the studio clean for Ron Hunter.
G-R-T-V-5.
Lo and behold, I looked out the door, and in the rays of sunshine was the figure of beautiful Jerry Rio. And Jerry, how would you like to dance?
I'll lead.
Oh, Oh, your mustache tickles. Woo!
Wonderful, wonderful.
Cha cha cha, cha cha cha, cha cha cha. That's the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra under the baton. Who never thought I'd ever say that again? The baton of Warren Covington. That's T for Two, Cha Cha Cha. John LaSalle's. People like Cy Buckley. People, you have reached the WGR Hall of Fame. Never mind who we are, just get out. We're in on a coffee, friends. And Brad Casey and I, we're sitting here almost with the shakes because of this lack of coffee. And lo and behold, Brad, we have a whole pound of coffee for which to partake of that amber liquid. No, not the one you have in that little paper bag, Brad.
We had Bill Harnett working with us this morning, and I've got Brad pretty well broken in, but I don't know whether you know about this custom or not, Bill, on the wonderful world of Jerry Ferrell. It's always customary around a little afternoon for the newsman to buy my lunch.
Your lunch?
Yeah, my lunch.
One donut and a half cup of coffee.
No, I like a little duck or a little pheasant, some wild rice, and a little chablis. That'll be fine.
I'll get a hold of Brad.
I hate you. It's 11:55, and with the news 5 minutes sooner, here's Bill Harnett.
Thank you, Jerry.
And as a special feature on the wonderful world of Jerry Ferrell, the Institute for Laughter has conducted an on-the-scene survey, right?
Yes, indeed.
Right, okay. And the Institute for Laughter has taken the laughter. We recorded this without these people actually knowing it. And we will delve into their minds. We have three people that we selected at random from the multifaceted, talented WGR radio staff. We are going to analyze the laugh of our beloved program director, Mr. Larry Anderson. We are going to do the same with Sheila Murphy, one of our news people, very talented news people, person, whatever. And, of course, last but certainly not least, our beloved general manager, Bill Irwin. We will be taking Bill Irwin's laugh that he didn't know we actually recorded. The one time, I think, in 1973 that he actually laughed. G-R-55. I think that was because an old lady fell down an escalator. Not applying his grip. I got another one. Isn't that pretty, huh? That's Richard and Karen, the Carpenters, on GR55. And I Won't Last a Day Without You. That's a song written by Mickey Muscatel. I don't know. It's 36 degrees in Buffalo, GR55.
Here's Jerry Ferrell.
Oh. Yeah.